WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Thursday morning, here on Juneteenth. So some of you are not getting up and going to work or going to school, or it is a federal holiday. So keep that in mind if you're trying to go to the post office, or, you know, a lot of state offices are closed. So banks probably are closing. I don't know. I didn't get an email or a notification from my bank if they were closed, but maybe it's just kind of a thing now where people just know, you know. But keep that in mind if you're heading out to do anything today. You're like, oh, I've got the day off. I can finally get down to the post office and mail this package. Nope, not today. And of course, if you want to call in and discuss the meaning of it, we can. We'll also have later on this hour for you today's edition of the Gen X Files. And as part of that, we will have our McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream Brain Freeze Question of the Week. And I think it's a little bit of an easier one. So you got a chance to win a porch sampler from McGraw's. And you can try some of those delicious homemade flavors. Whether it be, you know, maybe you are somebody who can't have dairy, that's all right. They have dairy-free options. Maybe you're more of a sherbet or sorbet person, they have those too. So that'll be coming up after the 7:30 news, your chance to win a porch sampler as part of the Gen X Files. So we were talking yesterday about that there's a buyer for Vell's Restaurant and Lounge in West Wareham, which has been in business since the 60s. Under the same family, under the Bump family, and now the Bumps who run it are looking to retire. There isn't a next generation of family that wants to take it over. You know, they've all got their own things going. So they put the restaurant up for sale for a little over $1 million, because it's not just the restaurant itself, it's the entire property, and there's a house on the property, a small house. And it turns out that it was sold to the person who owns Cornerstone's Pizza and Pub in Carver. And they're going to be turning it into C Stones. C, the letter C dash Stones. And so I had reached out to Judy Bump and said, you know, I'd love to write a story if you can give me any details. And so she's going to, when they can, she's going to provide me some more info. And we'll talk to the new owner and we'll get the rundown on exactly what's going to happen. But the new owner did say, according to Wareham Week, that he plans to keep some of the same recipes. And so I wrote up a story and we shared it around on social media. And everywhere I shared it, people are putting like what they feel has to stay on the menu. The lobster bisque is getting a lot of votes. The chicken parm is getting a lot of votes, and I second that. I don't think I've had the lobster bisque there, but I've had the chicken parm many times. When I used to date Judy's daughter way, way back in the day in high school, and haven't seen her or talked to her since 1995. But when we were dating, we would go there, you know, kind of often. She worked there and, you know, obviously it's her family's restaurant. So sometimes we'd go there for dinner or whatever. And I had the chicken parm quite a bit because I loved chicken parm. I still do. But in high school, me and my best friend, we were all about chicken parm. We would try it everywhere. And one day he came up with the idea of, dude, let's go to the IGA, which was the local grocery store. Let's go to the IGA and let's get one of those family size chicken parm dinners. And we'll just split that. It's going to be way cheaper than going to a restaurant or something. And, you know, we were just dishwashers at the diner. We didn't make a lot of money. So, like, yeah, let's do it. So we go to IGA. We get the Encore. I don't even know how big it is, but it's the family size chicken parm dinner. So there's like, I don't know, like six little fried chicken breasts with cheese on them and a bunch of that. It's, I wouldn't really call it marinara sauce. I would call it more like red water. And then a bunch of spaghetti under it. And so his mom was like, are you sure you want to eat this? And we're like, yeah, we definitely. We're like, we're gonna kill the whole thing, the two of us. Like, are you sure you want to eat this? And she's like, all right, well, I'll tell you what. We're not going to make it in the microwave because it's too big. I'll put it in the oven and, you know, maybe doctor it up a little bit. No, just make it the way it is. So she cooked it in the oven. We're sitting there waiting the 25 minutes or however long it took. And then when it came out, we just like dove into it and ate it. And weren't thinking too much about it until we finished. And then we're like, oh, that was terrible. And the two of us just felt so sick. And I don't think there was anything wrong with it. I think it just was sick because A, we ate too much. And B, it wasn't good. So it almost ruined me for chicken parm forever. But thankfully, you know, getting to go to Vell's and having it there cured me. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not bad. I graduated with Judy. Went to school with her pretty much from elementary all the way to high school to her graduation. Tali and the rest of his family, Stevie, Brian, all those guys, grew up with them too. Played baseball with them. You know, the father was Donald Bump. I'm sure you remember all that stuff.
They were all hard workers.
Yeah. It's amazing how, I'm not going to put this, because I live in West William now, down by County Road, so I speak of Vell's every once in a while. But I don't find Vell's, it's got such a following, like from way back, and people really love that place.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't see, I hear like the chicken parm, but everything else is just, you know, I mean, scallops, clams, all those other things. Those are just basic recipes that you see on the Cape pretty much everywhere you go. You know,
I think it's fair to say nostalgia plays a part in a lot of people's favorite restaurants.
It does. That was my whole point. Because like you said, lobster bisque, right? Now, if you wanted to have, I call it seafood bisque because it has everything on it. But Lindsay's had the award-winning bisque that they had the secret recipe that was, I mean, it was something. I mean, it had lobster, scallops, clams, the whole bit in it, and it was absolutely phenomenal. Phenomenal. And when they had those competitions, you know, the chowder festivals and stuff, when they have all those things where you put your, you know, like they have the chili ones, they have the seafood ones,
mm-hmm.
they would take the prize every single time. And the lobster piss at Vell's is just basic. It's not, I don't know, I don't even know how to put it. But, I don't know, like, but I think, you know, the following is, like, if you go there, they'll have, that bar will be full, the rooms will be full, and I'll talk to people and they go, oh, I've been going to Vell's for 20 years. I love it. I just love it. And,
well, I think one thing that helps them is affordability. They've really been able to keep prices pretty reasonable.
That is true, too. That is true, too. But, you know, like Bailey's, Lindsay's, I don't know. I thought they were, in my opinion, they were more superior.
So I used to write restaurant reviews for the Standard Times. And yeah. I reviewed some of the places in town, which, you know, I argued I shouldn't be allowed to review restaurants in Wareham because I worked in a restaurant in Wareham. I was like, that seems like a conflict of interest. But the editor said, come on, you're not going to compare Lindsay's or Bailey's to Mill Pond Diner. I was like, okay, fair enough. But so I would review some of these places, and I wrote what I thought was a fair assessment of my trip to Lindsay's, and people gave me so much crap for it. They're like, how can you say anything negative about Lindsay's? They've been around forever. I was like, it was just okay. Like, I mean, and yeah. I had, in that particular night, it was. I've had much better meals there than I did that particular night. So, you know, I think that people get kind of tribal about their favorite places.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the same thing with pizza, right? Now, I'll run into people in New Bedford, and they'll go, oh, you got to go to Archer to Mark Anthony's Pizza. And I look at them, and I go, are you kidding me? I mean, it's good pizza, and I'm not saying it's bad, but it's Papa Gino's Pizza.
I don't think that's a fair comparison.
It is, because he was a big shot at Papa Gino's, and he elected to buy that place. And him and John and Mark, it's the same recipe.
It might be the same. They might have started from the same point, but they've tweaked it a little bit to make it better. But I'll say this: there's. So not only do people kind of become tribal about it and nostalgic about it, but it really becomes almost like a, you know, they have to feel like they've got the inside knowledge on something. And obviously they're gonna have that inside knowledge because they've been going there for a long time. So that's why they're connected. It's because they grew up there. Like if you ask me, you know, what's my favorite, you know, South Shore Bar Pizza, I'm going to tell you Linwood every time. Is it the best, or am I just tainted because I, you know, my family's from Randolph and I ate it a lot growing up? I don't know, but I, you know, I.
Yeah, you're right about that. I'll give you another one, and because you grew up there with the same time I grew up in, Minerva's, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's people that absolutely love Minerva's, and I go, are you kidding me? It's pan pizza. It's Mama Celeste pizza. It's like the frozen ones you buy in Stop and Shop.
Like all the restaurants that people say, you know, oh, they've got the best chowder ever, and then you find out they're all just using Blount's.
Right. This is crazy.
Which is very good chowder, of course, but like there's nothing different. I'm going to tell you one quick story before I let you go because I got another caller here. But I'll say this, you know, I don't want people to think I was dumping on Lindsay's. Sherry Lindsay is a wonderful person. One year I had to run the Wareham Christmas parade because nobody else would do it. So I had to be the person to kind of organize that whole parade. And I reached out to her and said, you know, do you want to sponsor the parade? And not only did she take part in whatever the sponsorship package was, but she said, I will be there. And she had her staff there and they handed out cups of chowder or bisque, whichever you wanted, to every person on the parade route that wanted one. That was amazing to me that they were giving away chowder and bisque to thousands of people.
Yeah, Sherry's awesome. She's my neighbor for like 15 years. She's awesome. Good person. I know you got to go.
All right. You have a good one. All right, let's take another call here before we got to go to a break. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, I heard on the news this morning that the 988 number was being terminated by the current administration. What people don't realize, that's the same suicide hotline for military veterans. People with post-traumatic stress disorder coming out of Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran war, Vietnam war. That number is used to save people's lives from suicide. So people have to understand that the Affordable Care Act is slowly being dismantled nationwide, piece by piece. And what's going to happen is in rural areas throughout the nation where people rely on things like Medicaid and Medicare, that's all going to be terminated. And I think the Republican Party is going to have a major problem with that. Also, the subsidies that were given to people with private insurance as part of the Affordable Care Act are also going to be eliminated. And people that pay for their own private insurance are going to find out that that subsidy is no longer there. They'll continue to pay their premiums, but they'll have less coverage. So this is a problem. It's one more notch in the administration's deficit, if you will. And people better start looking at this stuff because it's got to be hell. when the time comes.
So, I mean, I haven't really looked into it. I just saw some stuff floating around on social media. And the defense of cutting these lines was that they were redundant because there's already the main suicide hotline that handles all of these things, and that these lines just diverted them to specialists that would handle those particular types of, you know, personalities that were calling in, and that they can do that same thing through the main line with a press one for this, press two for this. Do you think that that's true, or do you think that this is more targeting because?
Put it this way. I've got a magnet on my refrigerator as a veteran for that 988 number. Mm-hmm. I think this could possibly, what you're saying, be another distortion. What they do is they create these distortions on the reality of things, and then they amplify the distortion, then they call it the truth. I don't know what number you're talking about in what you just said to me. I just know that for me, that 988 number is for veterans also. And the idea is it saves lives.
I'd also think, if you are having somebody in the throes of crisis, making them press a couple extra buttons might make them hang up and do what they were going to do.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is at this point, people that are ready to call, and they call that number, it's not going to be there. I mean, that's the fact. And it's just disturbing to me that this administration continues to disvalue life.
Well, and what's disturbing about it more than anything is, like, you can't tell me there isn't a message behind it when you cut, you know, an LGBTQ plus suicide hotline in Pride Month. Like, there's a reason why they do these things when they do them. They're trying to send messages, and it's childish, and it's petty, and it just shows what a bunch of losers they actually are.
And in addition to that, veterans. So the idea is they've already cut 70,000 jobs from the Veterans Administration medical arena. Okay, I go to Providence, and they're like a skeleton staff over there now. You know, and it's terrible. All the computer systems have changed to contracts for Trump's people. Most of them don't work properly. Okay, but they're still getting paid for it, I'm sure. And of course, you know, there's no law against bribery, and I wonder what kind of kickbacks he's getting for that. I wonder what kind of kickbacks he's getting from Elon Musk for his missiles, the whole shebang. It's just upside down. And I'm hoping that more people stand up. This isn't the time to sit back and say, well, I can't do anything about it. This is the time to stand up. And hopefully that coordination nationwide continues to happen.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Have a good day.
Bye. You too. And that's another thing too, right? Weren't these the same folks that were telling us Pride Month is canceled? It's Veterans Month now, which isn't true. There's two Veterans Months. And then they're going to also cut the line that helps veterans? That seems odd. Anyway, we got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
The Iran-Israel conflict continues to rise. A new law banning gender transition care for minors, and interest rates remain unchanged.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The State Department is warning Americans not to travel to Iran. The warning was issued Tuesday as the airstrikes have been escalating between Israel and Iran. Members of Congress in both parties are looking to limit U.S. involvement in the conflict. Protests took place last night in several cities, including Boston, New York City, and Washington, D.C., to push back against any U.S. involvement in the conflict. Organizers say if President Trump orders strikes to take out Iranian nuclear facilities, the work could be escalated to dangerous new heights around the world. The Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged, marking the fourth straight time the central bank has kept rates steady.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell spoke after the decision.
We believe that the current stance of monetary policy leaves us well positioned to respond in a timely way to potential economic developments.
Rates will remain high and hover between 4.25% and 4.5%. Mortgage rates are near 7%, and the average credit card rate is north of 20%. President Trump has been pressuring Powell to cut rates. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The organizers of the No Kings protest say the next nationwide demonstration will take place next month.
The people behind the recent No Kings Day, where millions came together opposing President Trump's military parade, are hosting another action day called Good Trouble Lives on July 17th. This day honors civil rights activist and Georgia Congressman John Lewis, who passed away on this date in 2020. Lewis, who coined Good Trouble, served 17 terms in Congress, was an original freedom rider, and marched with Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on multiple occasions. I'm Liz Kennedy.
The Supreme Court ruling in favor of a Tennessee law that bans gender transition care for minors. In what is being viewed as a major setback for transgender rights, the 6-3 ruling from the court will likely cause widespread impact as 24 other states have similar laws to the one in Tennessee. Chief John Roberts wrote, "The Tennessee law isn't a form of sex discrimination. That would be a violation of the 14th Amendment." New York City's first wine window is now open in Times Square. Here's Kristen Marks.
The Italian city of Florence is known for the Bucchette del Vino. They go back to the 16th century when winemakers would sell flasks of wine through small arched openings, often built into the facades of historic buildings. The idea was to avoid having to open for business and pay taxes, but they later became a safe way to sell wine when the plague struck in the 17th century. Now, New Yorkers and visitors alike can get wine slipped through an Italian-themed window that's set up on Broadway between 43rd and 44th Streets, along with items like espresso, gelato, and paninis.
Tomorrow will be the longest day of the year. The summer solstice falls on June 20th in the U.S. and the 21st in Europe. Tomorrow, the Earth will achieve its maximum tilt towards the sun, allowing for more hours of sunlight in the northern hemisphere and kicking off the summer months. The closer you get to the North Pole, the more extra sunlight you'll enjoy. Residents in Fairbanks, Alaska, for instance, will see nearly 22 hours of daylight. In the southern hemisphere, tomorrow will mark the winter solstice, making it the shortest day of the year.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox beat the Mariners yesterday afternoon in Seattle 3-1. Red Sox are off tonight and will take on the newly traded Rafael Devers and the Giants tomorrow night at 10:15.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
The heat and humidity will continue to build throughout the day. It will be partly cloudy, temperatures in the low 80s by the coast, mid to upper 80s closer inland. With the humidity, it will feel like the low to mid 90s. You could see a stray thunderstorm later this afternoon into this evening. Overnight lows tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, a little less humid, a light breeze and more sunshine, temperatures around 83. The weekend, looking rather sunny, just a few clouds on both Saturday and Sunday, with a high near 80. Things begin to really heat up at the start of next week on Monday. I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
You are listening to the Tim Weisberg Show on WBSM.
And it is, it's after the 7:30 news. And you know what that means? It's each day, this is when we have the Gen X Files. But today is extra special because it is Thursday, which means it will be our McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream Brain Freeze Question of the Week. So you want to stay tuned for that too, because it's a relatively easy one to answer this morning. So we will go right now to everybody's favorite segment.
The Gen X Files.
All right, let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. Let's start off with our celebrity birthdays. One of America's favorite TV moms of the 80s, Felicia Rashad. She played Claire Huxtable on The Cosby Show, is 77 today. Ann Wilson of the rock band Heart turned 75. She's not bad. She's just drawn that way. Kathleen Turner, who voiced Jessica Rabbit in 1988's Who Framed Roger Rabbit, is 71. And she may be 63 today, but Paula Abdul is forever our girl. And NBA Hall of Famer Dirk Nowitzki is 47. And rapper Macklemore turns 42.
Just a jump to the left.
And it was June 19th, 1973, when the Rocky Horror Show musical debuted at London's Royal Court Theatre. 2 years later, it started a brief Broadway run and then was adapted into the cult classic film The Rocky Horror Picture Show. On this date in 1992, Batman Returns hit theaters, the sequel to Tim Burton's 1989 box office smash. It only brought in about half as much money as the first film and was maligned by many critics and moviegoers. It was the last time Michael Keaton would play the Caped Crusader until he donned the Batsuit again for 2023's The Flash.
Like a moth to a flame burned by the fire. My love is blind, can't you see my desire? That's the way love goes.
In 1993, Janet Jackson had her sixth number one hit with That's the Way Love Goes. It's topped the charts on this date in 1993. The song was the lead single off her fifth studio album, titled simply Janet, and it marked a more sensual direction for the pop star. In June 19th of 2009, the Apple iPhone GS was released. It was the third model released by Apple, which had introduced the iPhone 2 years prior in 2007. The GS was also the first iPhone to have video recording capability. Can you imagine a phone without that now? It was on this date in 2013 that actor James Gandolfini, who starred as Tony Soprano on HBO's smash hit series The Sopranos, passed away at the age of 51. He died of a heart attack while vacationing in Rome. That's the Gen X Files for June 19th, 2025. Brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Back Porch Sampler, and where you can win one for free right now if you know the answer to our brain freeze question of the week. What actor appeared as the Penguin's father in a cameo in Batman Returns? 508-996-0500. What actor appeared as the Penguin's father in a cameo in Batman Returns? And the first person to have the right answer wins a porch sampler from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. All right, again, the Gen X Files for today. Your porch sampler, brain freeze question of the week. Why don't we take a quick call here from someone who I know isn't guessing the answer, but was calling in before. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Nobody's calling in. Nobody's calling in with the answer yet, so we've got time.
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment about those restaurants because I've been to all of them. Val's and Lindsay's and Bailey's. I pick Lindsay's out of all of them.
What did you like the best at Lindsay's?
I used to go to Lindsay's. Do you remember when it had the green and white wicker on the porchway? Well, this was years and years ago. Do you remember that?
I don't think so. Yeah, no.
Yeah, they used to have entertainment over there. There was a band called Silversmith. It was a real good band. The guy was heavy. He had a sweet, sweet voice, though. That was way back. I used to go to Lindsay's then, and then she redid the whole thing. They had that. Remember that bar they had that was like with the stools on one part of it.
Yeah, they had like the diner inside the middle of the restaurant.
Yeah,
that was like the original. Yeah, the original kind of look and feel.
Yeah, so that was kind of like Val's in a way. You know that part.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people, by the way, would, you know, we talked about the bisque at Lindsay's was amazing. A lot of people love the seafood at Lindsay's, but so many people went there for the turkey croquettes. Did you ever have those?
No, I didn't have that, but I had the lobster bisque and the chowder. They didn't have blanc chowder there, did they?
No, they made it themselves. In fact, they had my favorite chowder of all time. Their haddock chowder was my favorite chowder ever.
Yeah, but I can't eat fish chowder. I have to have clam chowder. I get hives from thick white fish, but I can have sole and salmon. Anyway, I liked Lindsay's because I, and then they did it over and it was real pretty and they had the Kino separate and I used to go there more than any one of them. But Val's wasn't bad. I mean, for like a hometown place.
Yeah, it's a nice family restaurant. You don't get a lot of family style, well, not family style, like y'all sit at the table and eat the same thing. But, you know, those family restaurants, they don't really have a lot of those places anymore. Now it's more, if you have a place like that, it's a chain. So people are opening sports bars and they're opening, you know, themed restaurants. So you don't really get those family sit down places anymore.
That must have been fun when you did that, the reviews, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of a lot of, it was a struggle for a lot of the time because at the time my son was very young. I was married at the time and my son was very little. And it was, you know, a lot of times bringing people, you know, bringing three people, including a little kid, to a place where sometimes it's out of their comfort zone and trying to find something on the menu that isn't the same thing you got last time at a different place because people would call you out on that. Like for a while, people were like, oh, your ex-wife, all she ever does is order fried scallops. I was like, well, because she knows she likes it, so that's why she gets it everywhere.
Well, I like Fathoms for that.
Me, no, not over there. I'm the adventurous one. I will have, you know, whatever. Whatever the weirdest or most unique thing is in the menu, that's what I'd be ordering.
Yeah, see, you like to get real wild with food. I don't like to try all different crazy stuff.
Well, plus it made for a better article if I was writing about something different, you know? Like, it made my job easier as the writer having to write the review.
Uh-huh. I always wanted to try to do that. How about the Phantom Gourmet? Remember that?
Yeah, I don't like that format. To me, that's not an actual active review because, you know, those people are basically paying to get that attention, so.
But that's over now, right?
I don't think so. I think they still have it, don't they?
I don't know because I don't watch TV. I just listen to WVSM.
Well, we appreciate it. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
And we are still looking for an answer to our question. What actor played the Penguin's father in Batman Returns? You're going to win a porch sampler from McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break. We will be back in a few moments. Later, I still insist this song is about a vampire, but the band themselves said it's not. But I don't know. I just hear vampire every time I think of it. But if I was a vampire, I wouldn't be drinking blood. I'd still be drinking bourbon, and I'd be stopping in whiskey and rye. I'd be stopping by Stevie's Wine and Spirits because that is a place to go to get things that you won't find anywhere else. The hard-to-find stuff, you can go into the whiskey room, and they have all kinds of things that you won't believe. Including, they now have the 15 Stars line of whiskey and bourbon. Oh my gosh, is that stuff good? It's a little on the pricey side. You'd be treating yourself to it, but it's really, really good. Remember, anything that has a purple dot at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven, you can ask for a sample to try before you buy. Plus, they have great tastings all the time. If you are a whiskey or bourbon or rye drinker, join the Rackhouse Club because then you get a catered bottle every month. Kelly does a great job of figuring out exactly what she wants to put into that bag every month. And it's worth at least the cost of your monthly membership. And by the way, you just go in and pay that when you want to pick it up. You don't, it's not taken out of your account. It's not an automatic thing. If you need to skip a month or two, you can. It's a really fun thing to be part of. And I've met a lot of great people through the Rackhouse Club and learned so much. But if it's not your thing, that's all right. They've got wine, they've got tequila, they've got gin, they've got liqueurs, they've got a beer room like you wouldn't believe with their porch pounders and so much more, patio pounders, so much more. You just got to go and check it out for yourself. Walk around Stevie's Wine and Spirits, try a few things, and you're going to find something that becomes a new favorite. Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. So We've got a, and by the way, they're also the sponsor of our ticket giveaways. So you can enter to win those Cyndi Lauper tickets at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app for her final performance in the area. That's also thanks to Stevie's Wine and Spirits. And maybe we'll play a little Cyndi Lauper sometime this morning. You know, for giving away her tickets all week long, I've been slacking on playing the Cyndi. So I apologize for that. We'll make up for it. Both today and tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow is Fun Friday here on the program, brought to you by D's Hot Dogs in New Bedford. We will have our Fun Friday question of the day. And I got to think of a good one, because I didn't get a lot of responses last week for our dad-related question. I got to think of a good one for this week. One that'll really get people to get their wheels turning. So if you want to make a suggestion for the Fun Friday question of the week, send it on over to me, either an app chat on the WBSM app or tim@wbsm.com. Right now, though, I'm going to take my final break of this hour. We will be right back. All right, welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news in just a moment. And then on the other side of that, we've got some news for you regarding the upcoming Feast of the Blessed Sacrament. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Also, thanks to Jesse for letting me know that today is World Kidney Cancer Day. So if you know somebody who has dealt with that, or if you've dealt with it yourself, you know, spread some awareness, make a donation, share that orange ribbon around. As someone who has gone through it myself, I have an understanding.